Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a specialist for Amin Ramarathu Sheyichyu. Then it's just Maris Esther Pasper Shmuel. Moshidim Peshtin writes over Moshe Mordechai. We're learning some Torah from the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Rav Meir Don Plotsky, the Baal HaKli Chemda. The Ran explains the Inyan of Bitul Chometz, that one can be Mefatul Chometz Balev. One can be a mevatel chametz in one's mind, in one's heart, even though normally one needs to be mevatel, one needs to be mafkir bepeh, verbally. The reason is because chametz is not in one's rishus. Chametz doesn't belong to somebody. How can it be yours? It's aser ba'na. Just the Torah put it in one's rishus in order to be mechayiv him. The Torah made it one's property in order to obligate him. And the sin of owning chametz, it's not really in his rishus. Just the Torah saw a kasuv kilu b'rishusel psachim 6b. Abazai, even machshava is effective. To be mafkia me rishusel, machshava can remove it from his rishus, and it's thus considered Hefker Gomer. It's considered absolute Hefker. That's the Ran, Ayin Bidvarv, Bereish Psochim, Beis Amr Aleph, Midah Be'arif. According to the Ran, Kabim Yashiv Rashi in Chagiga, 10a, Dibor Maschel Gomer. Shmuel there says, Gomer Belibo Tzerch Shiyotzi Besfasov. Rashi says, "Bein beneder, bein b'shvua, bein behektish." One thinks in his heart, he has to verbalize it. Rashi explains whether we're dealing with a neder, whether we're dealing with a shvua, or whether we're dealing with hektish. And this is very difficult because Shmuel agrees that hektish can be in one's mind. As we see in Shavuos on page 26b, that we learn from the pasuk of Kol Nediv Lev Olos. And from that pasuk we derive that it can even be belave, since it can even be belave. We see not like Rashi, we see that Hekdesh can be even in the heart. So how can Rashi say that when Shmuel says Gomer Belibo, if he thought it in his heart, he has to be Motzi Besfasav, he has to verbalize it, that includes Hekdesh? Have a Gemara in Shavuos 26b that Shmuel's Moda. When it comes to Hekdesh, Kol Nediv Lev, you don't need to verbalize it. So we're in a conundrum here with Rashi, who says that Hekdesh has to be verbalized, whereas the Gemara in Shavuos says according to Shmuel, Hekdesh doesn't have to be verbalized. Ayin betoises bechagiga dibor maschel afuke. Ube'emes. Rashi ala Torah in Parshas Emor Vayikra 22:21, Divra Maschil Fale Neder. Rashi explains that Tzarech Lahafrish B'Diburo, Pasuk says in Vayikra, V'ish ki yakriv zevach shlomim l'Hashem lefalei neder ol nedova b'boker o b'tzon tamim yeh l'ratzon kol mum lo yeh bo. When his man is makriv zevach shlomim to Hashem lefalei neder ol nedova, to be mefarish a Ibn Ezra says lefale is lefarish, and Rashi says that lefale means lehafrish b'diburo. So what do we see from here? That when it comes to making a neder for kachim, for the Beis HaMikdash, he has to do it with his speech. And that's a dvar pela v'hafle. Because you don't have to do it with your verbally. You don't have to verbalize. We have kol nediv lev olos. So you see, machshav isn't effective. However, that's not a kasha. Because it's true that machshav is effective by kachim. But that's dafka if it's not machshav is iser. But machshav is iser, we don't allow machshav. The whole Yafusa is called Nadiv Lev Olos, is talking about good kachim, kosher animals, but if they're Bali Mumin, then Zelotov. So maybe Rashi is telling us that when one's Makdish about Mumlam is Beach, the only Isser is if he verbalizes it. But Stam, if he has a Machshava, he's not over on a Lav. Because the Hekdesh is not Chal b'Machshava. That's all if it's a Baal Mum, the Hekdesh is in Chal b'Machshava. But if it's a complete animal, then the Hekdesh is Chal b'Machshava. So how are we going to explain Rashi in Chagiga? Where he says Hekdesh requires Dibur. So says the great Gaon and Tzaddik, he was Mamish at Tzaddik, of Meir Don Plotsky, he was a Rav, Dobrovo Rav in Poland, in a little shtetl. He was dirt poor, and he was sick for over 30 years. He had cancer, he had so many tzaras. But you see, it was Mechadesh Chedushim Neflaim. So he says, Mashinirel Bedas, Maniostaiti Bedas Rashi, the Svirele, Kevon the Kol Haze, the Golilan Korah, the Mahani Machshava Bekotchim, when we call the Kol Nadiv Levolos, Imken Yeshloimar, the Zedavka Bekedushas Haguf, Mahani Machshava Mashenke Bekedushas Domim, Lo Mahani Machshava Tzerach Dibur Dafka, the Dafka Kedushas Haguf, the Lo Mahani Pidjon Vavi Etzim Kedusha Vavi Legavon Mamish, Lachain Mahani Be Machshava, Mashenkin Bekedushas Domim, the Mahani Be Pidjon. So he makes a distinction between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Guf. Now that we have a revelation in the Pasuk that the Machshav is effective by Kachim, it's called Nadiv Lev Olos, that's talking about Kedushas HaGuf, that the animal itself is holy, it goes on the Mizbeach. There, Machshav is effective. Mashenken Kedushas Damim, Machshav is not effective, and you need Dafka Dibur. And that's what Rashi is referring to in Chagiga. When he says Behekdesh, it means Kedushas Damim. Because Kedushas HaGuf is Etzem HaKedusha. Kedushas HaGuf means it's essentially, inherently, intrinsically holy, and it goes to Hashem. V'havei L'gavoa Mamish. And therefore, as we're going to explain, Machshav is effective. Mashenkin B'Kedushas Domim D'Mahani Be'Pidyam. But Kedushas Damim is different. Kedushas Damim, Pidyon, you could be Poda, you could redeem it. Something else. Money. So Memela, that requires Dibur, as we're going to explain. And Shmuel himself holds, as we've been learning in recent Shiurim, Hekdesh Shava Manash Chol Shava Puta Mechulo, that a Hekdesh that equals a Mana, that you are Mechalo, and a Shavapruta is Mechulo. V'imkein ain't no lehekdesh el shibud al pruta. And if so, all hekdesh is really getting is a pruta. If somebody's makdish, Kedushas Damim, all Hekdesh is getting is a Peruta. And therefore, Mimachshava is not effective. What does this mean? Why are we making a distinction between Kedushas? Why does the fact that it's Kedushas Damim and Pidyon is effective mean that it requires Dibur? Whereas something that's Kedushas Amizbeach, Kedushas Haguf, their Machshav is enough. What's the rationale for this distinction? V'yesh lahamtik hadvorim b'yesir biur al pi divrei Aran. T'hinei yesh loimar inyan demahani hektish b'machshavo. So we can sweeten this based on the Ran that we learned. Because the inyan that hektish is effective b'machshavo, and even though the shum inyan lo mahani b'machshavo, normally nothing is effective b'machshavo. Because normally we hold dvorim shebelev einam dvorim. Kedushin 49b. But the Ran writes, like Abi Bittel belev, the chometz, that since the chometz isn't birshuso, and only mitzad asan akasuv, mahani gam machshava lafkia mirshuso. Since chometz is not really in this person's rishus, it's not his, just the Torah gave it to him in order to be mechayiv him, in order to obligate him for this sin. It's not really his. And therefore, a mere machshava is enough to remove it from one's rishus, from one's domain, from one's possession. And now we can say the same would apply to hekdesh. Since be'emes, everything belongs to God, he just gave them to us. Therefore, with machshava alone, we can give it back to God. It's very easy to give it back to God. We have a rule in the Gemara: Amirasan legavokam, misirasan lahedyot. The hedyot, you have to give it. But when it comes to giving it to Hashem, amirasan legavokam, just saying it's Hashem's, it's much easier. And here we see, even just thinking it's Hashem, it's just thinking that it's hektish, is enough. Because it's an easy transaction to make. It's really God's in the first place. So now we can say that Kedushas Haguf, which is mamish God's, Kedushas Haguf, mamish belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, kibiyachol. It's going all up to Hashem, it's a carbon. So that you could do with machshava, that's an easy transaction. Machshava is easy, machshava is enough. Masha'en kein, when it comes to Kedushas Damim, that the tachlis of Kedushas Damim is to be poded, to redeem it, and then to take it back to Chulin. So there, it's a much more difficult transaction, because there you're not really giving it to Hashem, you're going to take it back. So there you mamish need dibur. You need more. You need dibur, and machshava is not enough. And like you said before, like Moreno Barabenu said before, or we said in his name before, that all Hektish really has is Shibud on a Pruta, because it could be Mechala, however much it's worth for a Pruta. So it's not really being given over so much to Hashem. The whole Tachlis is to be poded, and even after you give it over, it's not being given over in its totality, because you can redeem it for a Pruta. So that requires more of an effort and merely just giving it back to Hashem. So Kedushas Haguf is an easy zach. Just do it b'machshava, because it's all God's in the first place, just giving it back to God. But Kedushas Damim, you're not really giving it back to God, and you can take it back, and you can take it back even with a pruta. So memela, there you would need dibur. So that's one chiddush we have in the Heilige, Heilige Torah of the Kli Chemda. Chiddush gover chiddush. In the next shtickle, this is taken from the sefer that they published on Pesach. The name of his city was Dvort. I said, Dombrova, Dvort. I don't know, if you're not living in these towns, it's all the same, right? But it's important to get it right. And we have to thank Rabbi Mandelbaum, who has edited dozens of Svarim. He's mamish. He's a very, very talented person. You know, he puts out Lamdish Svarim, historical Svarim, Hasidish Svarim, whatever people want, you know, they hire him, and he does the work quickly, thoroughly. So what he did here was he basically gathered together in this Sefer and the other Sefer in the Ma'adim, he gathered together Shtiklach of the Kli Chemda from all of his writings, and he organized it into a Sefer so you would have something on Pesach, all in one volume. The Ran, the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, writes that even though Bittul Chometz is mitzad Hefker, Hefker loy mahani b'leiv, Bittul Chometz mahani b'leiv, Heter is ineffective in one's heart, but Bittul Chometz, which is mitzad Hefker, is mahani b'leiv, is effective in one's heart. Mishum. Since anyway it's not Birshuso, and the Pasuk just made it Birshuso, as we've been discussing. Therefore, all he needs is a Gili Das. He just needs to reveal his Das. Normally, Hefker is not effective Belev. But here he has a discount. Here the Hefker is going to be effective Belev, because it's going to be effective even if he doesn't verbalize it, because it's not really his anyway. So not much is required to be mafkir his chometz. So writes the Kli Chemda, Kosavti b'tshuva ze zman kabir l'chocham echad sheheirani ibn Noach yochal hafkir l'das ha-rambam tehefkir mitzad neder. As we see in Nazir Samach Aleph Omud Beis, Dibur Amaschil Hanicha, Vayen Gam Birushalmi Bis Nazir Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, Vaybazoi Lo Yemahani Efkero. So his Hefker shouldn't be effective, because Hefker is Mitzad Neder, and Bnei Noach don't have to keep their Nedarim. So since Bnei Noach don't have to keep their Nedarim, as we see Nazir 61b, Tos Dibur Maschil Anicha, since a Nazir doesn't have to, since a Ben Noach doesn't have to keep his neder, Ibazoi, his Hefker is no good, because he's not Musar B'Bal Yachal. If he's not warned, Bal Yachal, O Yachel Dvaro, don't make your Dvarim Chulin, you have to keep your Nedarim. And if Ben Noach doesn't have, you have to keep your Nedarim. So his Nedarim aren't Nedarim. If it's darn Nedarim, then his Hefker is not a Hefker, because Hefker is a Neder. That's what the Chacham wrote to the Kli Chemda. Just as a note, Rav Kook used to have 3 Svarim on his table all the time. I once read this in Grav Neria. And if I remember correctly, the 3 Svarim were the Likutei Torah of the Baal HaTanya. That's more foggy, but I think that was one of the 3, and I know that Rav Kook loved Likutei Torah. He held that the Baal HaTanya had Ruach HaKodesh. Another sefer was the Sfas Emes. Rav Kook loved the Sfas Emes when he met the Imrei Emes, who came to Eretz Yisrael to make peace between the different factions in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Kook was quoting Shtikl of Sfas Emes Baal Peh. Imrei Emes was impressed. And Imrei Emes' father was the Sfas Emes. And the third sefer he had in his desk was the Kli Chemda. He loved the Kli Chemda. So when I saw that, I said, oh, if Moreno Rabbeinu, Moran HaRav Zatzal likes the Kli Chemda, we have to learn more Kli Chemda, unfortunately. I haven't kept to that. I haven't learned enough Kli Chemda. So you can send me an email. If you like Kli Chemda, we could do more Mirtz Hashem B'li Neder. We should do it even without the email, but sometimes it helps to have a push. In any event, says the Kli Chemda, the Kosavnu, Sheyesh Loimar, the Hoda Hutzrach HaRambam, the time of the Hefker Mitzad Neder, Hayo Mishum de Belav Hochi, Lo Havi Alim Bidibu Greido Lafki and Chosov Meir Shusa. Rak Mikoch the Yesh Po Neder, Gam Kein Amrin and the Gomar Umakne. Vave Hadibu Greido Gam Kein Kemo Kinyin. כמו שכוסו הפוסקים דהכר גומר נקני הווי דיבור קניין כמו דמוכח משטורי פסיקטו דרב גידו בקסובס קוף בייז עמד א' ועמוד בייז וקדושן דף טס עמוד בייז. So I wrote back to this rabbi that the Rambam has to come on to the reason of Hefker mitzad neder is because otherwise his dibur isn't strong enough to be mafkia nechasim erushuso, isn't strong enough to remove property from his domain. How can just a dibur be mafkia nechasim erushuso? And only because there is a neder also, what do we say? We say that gomer umakni. Since there is a neder, we say that mikoach this neder, from the power of this neder, gomar umakni, he decided, no, he really wants to be makne. Normally it doesn't have the power, but in this case it does have the power because he made a neder. And that's what the poskim write, that when a person is gomar umakne, when a person decides that he wants to be makne something, and he has gemilus das to be makne this item, that's effective. He can even be makne the item with dibur alone. Dibur alone is enough. And where do we see this? We see this in Kedushin 9b. That it says there, there's something called a shtar psikto, which is a shtar tanoim, the mamon sheposkin shiitnu zeh lazeh, man and a woman. Because Rav Gidol Amarav says, when the parents sit down and they ask each other, Kama tanosin lebincha, and they answer, Kach v'kach, Kama tanosin lebitcha, Kach v'kach. And afterwards, the two stand hand side, and the man's mekadesh the woman. And that's it. And this is obligatory. This is something that's nikne ba'amira. Why is it nikne ba'amira? Rashi says, "Lo kinyan she'akedushin hein gemara dover de'bahia no." So that with that hano, that they marry each other, that gives them the resolve, the desire to be makne, so that whatever they obligated themselves to give, they actually have to give. It's binding. So you see that when a person is gomar umakni, when a person resolves to be makne, he can even be kone ba'amira. Chassan and Kala get what they were promised just with the Amira Bilvad. So Dibur can be a Kenyan. So in the same way, a Neder, normally, something belongs to you, how do you make it not yours? The answer is you need something stark like a Neder. Just like here, you need something stark like Kamar Omakni because of the story Psikta. You need something stark. Now we can say that that's all talking about Jewish people, because a Jewish person has a cheskes mamon v'olim kinyano d'mimona, and therefore, if not for the fact that hefker had a koach haneder, the hefker wouldn't be effective. Ma'ashen kenet ben Noach, who doesn't have a cheskes mamon, so his kinyan isn't so strong, and therefore his dibur alone is effective. U'mahani dibur ma'ashem mafkir la'afkias hanachasim echeskasa. So here he is. So the Kli Chemda says, no. By a Ben Noach, his Hefker is effective. By a Jew, we have to come on to Hefker Mitzad Neder. Because by us, if it's not a Neder, it's not going to go out of our Rishus, because we have a strong Cheskes Mamon. So since we start with such a strong hold on the money, the Mela, in order to release the money, we need something very strong like a Neder. A Ben Noach doesn't start off with a Cheskes Mamon. He doesn't start off with such a stronghold of the money. So he doesn't have to come on to Neder. So the Mela for him, they have Hefker, even though they don't have Neder, but they have Hefker. Ben Noach have Hefker, because their hold on the money isn't so strong. So just being Mafkir alone is enough even without the Neder. And that's the same Svara, same logical construct we see by the Ran, by Bitul Chametz, that it's Mahani Belev, even though it's Midin Hefker, it's still Mahani Balei, which normally doesn't work by Hefker, but here anyway it's not his. So since he has a weaker hold on it, it's already Balei, it's going to be effective. Beautiful. Ubezeh ha-shapil gamken ma'ashish la-hakshis lefi ma'ashikosev ha-prisho v'simen reish ayin gimel os gimel mekoyren shel divrei ha-rambam de-hefker mitzad neder menedorim b'gimore Dav Zayin Amud Aleph Iyesh Yad LeHefker Ayin Sham Mevo'ar Kevan DeHefker Yesh Zchut LaAniyim Gamken Yesh Bo Torat Neder V'imken Lechora Yekshe BeVitul Chametz Dechalot HaBitul B'Zman HaYisur V'imken Shuv Ein Baze Torat Tzedaka Klal V'imken Era Misvara De'Ein Bo Torat Neder V'imken Ech Mahani Bitul B'Chametz. So this we can ask based on the Prisha in Rechosh and Mishpat, Reisha and Gimel, who finds the Makor for the Rambam. What's the Makor for the Rambam that Hefker is Mitzad Neder? The Gemara has a Shaila. If there's Yad LeHefker, is there Yad, a partial Lashon? Does a partial Lashon work for Hefker? After the Gemara asked if it works for Tzedakah, Gemara says, "Yesh yad lehefker odema ein yad lehefker." If you say, "I'm one of your nochasim in front of three people," it's hefker. It's hefker. It's hefker, and anybody could be zoche. So let's say you say only part of the nusach. You say on two objects, "Harei ze hefker vize." Does that work? So for the Gemara, "Hainu tztaka." So you already had a shayla bat tztaka. It's the same thing. So the Gemara answers, "No." Im timsi lema ko amal. If Papa is telling us an im timsi lema. Im timsi lema yesh yad litztaka, dein hekesh lemechza yesh litztabik. Hefker mi amrinan hainu tztaka, odlom ashayni tztaka, ditztaka lochazi alanim, al hefker bein lanim bein lashirim. So, by tztaka, there's a yad, because we're makdish the korbanos. So we have hefker by tztaka, yad for tztaka. Do we say hefker is tztaka or not? On one hand, maybe it is, because anybody can take it. On the other hand, maybe not. Because tztaka only goes to the aniyim. And hefker goes both to the aniyim and to the ashirim. Since it goes both to the Aniyim and to the Ashirim, so maybe there's Taras Yad by Hefker. Kevan de Hefker yesh zchut l'Aniyim, so it has a Taras Neder, just like Tztaka, and just like Korbanos. So if that's true, and that's why we have a discussion if there's a yad, because by nedarim there's a yad, so is this in the same category? Maybe it's different than tztaka. But then we have a question by bittul chametz, that the chalos bittul is bizman ha'isser, when you're mevatel chametz, the isser is chal, bizman ha'isser. And at that time, it doesn't have Torah stuck at all. Therefore, it shouldn't have Torah's neder. So how does bittul chametz work? If hefker is mitaras neder because it's staka, but here it's not staka. Here it's not staka. Why? Because It's usher. It's the hefker is chal after it's already ushered everybody. So what staka is there over here? So how can you say that you can have bittul chametz because it's a valid hefker? Hefker is midin neder, which is midin staka, and this is not staka. If not staka, it doesn't have taras neder. So then how does bittul chametz work? Based on what we said, we can explain beautifully. Kevin de belav hachi eino bilshuto. Since anyway, it's not his, and it's enough just that he's megala daito. He just reveals in his mind what he wants, so he doesn't have to verbalize it. So you also don't need Torah's neder. Just like hefker of ben Noach is effective. Why is hefker of ben Noach effective? Because it's not so much his in the first place. He doesn't have a cheskus moment in the first place. So Mela's hefker is effective. Here also, this guy doesn't have a cheskas moment in the first place, so you don't need to come on to neder. Here the heifer is going to be effective even without neder. And concludes Moreno Rabbeinu, Ve'arachnu b'zeh b'dvrei ha'ktzot ha'choshen sam b'siv katan aleph, ve'ein kan mikomo. As Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, zachinu l'mod chidushim gedolim, מבית מדרשו של הגאון בעל הכלי חמדה, ורצון שנזכה להמשיך לראות עוד ועוד נפלאות השם מבית מדרשו ומבית היוצר שלו, בשמחה ובטוב לבב יהיו שפתותיו דובבות בקבר, שנזכה לאריכות ימים ושנים, בריאות ופרנסה בשפע, שנזכור תמיד שסוף דבר הכל נשמע, את האלוקים יירא, את מצוותיו שמור, כי זה כל האדם. שלום, שלום, sweetest friends.